It was night time. Ibrahim had started reciting eulogies for the Ahlul Bayt in Hazrat Zahra. His voice was hoarse due to his tiredness and the long meetings he had had during the day. After the gathering ended, one or two people joked with Ibrahim and imitated his voice. Then they said some things which made him very upset. He said, "I am not important," but they ridiculed the gathering for Hazrat Zahra. "Because of this, I won't recite anymore." No matter how much I told him, "Look, don't take their words to heart, Agha Ibrahim. Just do your own thing." But this didn't make any difference. Late at night, we went back to headquarters and he said, "I won't recite eulogies anymore." It was 1 a.m, I was very tired and I slept. Before the morning prayer, I felt someone shaking my arm. I opened my eyes with difficulty. Ibrahim's shining face was over my head. He called me and said, "Get up, it's time to pray." I thought to myself, this guy doesn't know what it means to be tired. But I knew that whatever time he slept, he always woke up before the time of Fajr and prayed Salatul Layl. After the Jama'ah prayers and reciting Tasbih, Ibrahim recited some supplications. And then he recited eulogies for Hazrat Zahra. Ibrahim's beautiful poems made every soldier cry. I, who had seen Ibrahim vowing not to recite eulogies anymore, was surprised more than anyone else. But I didn't say anything at that point. After breakfast, we were back on the road. And on the way, I was constantly thinking of this strange incident. Ibrahim looked at me and said, "You want to ask me why I recited a eulogy, although I had vowed not to, right?" I said, "Yeah, last night you swore that..." He interrupted me. "Look, don't tell anyone what I'm about to tell you, as long as I'm alive." I couldn't sleep last night, but in the middle of the night, I was able to sleep a little. And in my sleep, I saw that Lady Fatima came to me, and she said, "Don't say you won't recite. We love you. Whoever asks you to recite, you just recite." At this point, Ibrahim was crying so much, he couldn't talk anymore. This was a story from the life of Shaheed Ibrahim Hadi, a 24-year-old youth who lived for Allah's sake and died for Allah's sake.